You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the weekend, the National Party announced their latest policy plan to shift young people off of the job seekers benefit. The policy includes the provision of dedicated job coaches to beneficiaries, a $1,000 bonus for young job seekers who enter into and stay in work for a full year, as well as potential sanctions for those who fail to follow their prescribed plan. For my weekly chat with National Party MP Dr. Shane Retty, I asked him about the policy, how it proposes to help young beneficiaries, and how exactly it might function. I first asked why National believes young people need to be targeted by such a plan.
So what we want to do is we want to increase the opportunity for everyone to maximise their potential. And if we take some of the principles from social investment, which says the right intervention at the right time to the right people, what we know is that if we are able to offer an intervention to young people, we can positively change the trajectory of their life. Because what we know, if young people, those under 20, have been on a benefit, then they're likely to stay on that benefit for around about 12 years. And so this is a targeted approach for those at this point who might most benefit for a positive opportunity, a positive change in the trajectory of their life. That's how this policy comes to be.
One of the main tenets of the proposal is the provision of job coaches for young beneficiaries. What exactly would these job coaches be doing?
So the job coach is there to unlock any of the hurdles that these young people, these 18 to 24-year-olds, may have in finding a job. If it's a driver's license, then we'll figure out how to address that. If it's equipment, tools, transport, a job coach is there to deeply explore what the hurdles are and be mandated to remove those hurdles so that that person has the opportunity to do what they want to do as well. It's sort of a hurdle remover is how you should look at a job coach.
Now, would this be one job coach per beneficiary, or would it be one spread out among many?
Look, at this point, it's probably one job coach for several, but not that many. Exact numbers still to be determined. Each job seeker will have one job coach, but one job coach may have several job seekers.
Many critics would argue that a lot of these hurdles, as you mentioned, driver's licenses or tools and that sort of thing, could be unlocked just by providing more benefit to these people who otherwise couldn't afford to obtain driver's license or get the tool. Do you not believe that some of these problems could be alleviated just by providing more support to job seekers?
Well, if that's the case, why isn't it being done now? If that's your solution, why isn't it being done now? And I think what's often required here is a degree of structure and assistance that is often beyond the individual skill set of the individual. So just increasing the benefit to a job seeker, for example, doesn't mean that they'll automatically develop budgeting skills. So no, we think it's going to require a level of supportive skills and expertise around the job seeker.
When it comes to the proposed sanctions for those who fail to follow their plan, what would these sanctions look like, and in which situations might they be imposed?
So we want to look at the positive side to that, in as much as that a job seeker who returns to work for a continuous period of 12 months, there's a $1,000 recognition of the time and effort on their part in doing that. And our hope and expectation is that that is where a significant number of job seekers will land. There will be those who, for whatever reasons, choose not to take the opportunity that's being offered. These sanctions are being, as they're being described at the moment, might include budgetary sanctions, that a budget is more managed than it is at the moment. It could possibly involve benefit changes. But, the exact criteria for that, once we get in amongst it and we have the job coaches assessing what they're finding as a baseline and what are reasonable expectations of job seekers, that's when the sanctions will be more refined.
You mentioned earlier that it's really important for young people to be mindful of their trajectory. So when it comes to this trajectory problem or this issue, how would it help to impose sanctions on young beneficiaries and reduce the amount of support they're receiving if they're not currently following the right path. How would this alter their trajectory later on?
Oh, it's the same as in Law and Order. It's that principle of deterrence and that encouragement towards, look, a better positive outcome is to be able to get into a meaningful career, to be assisted and helped into a meaningful job and being eligible for the $1,000 benefit rather than the deterrence that sit there if a person doesn't reasonably make reasonable efforts to take up the opportunity.
So you mentioned this principle of law and order. Obviously, deterrence is one of those principles, but another is rehabilitation. Would it be possible for someone who's already on the, as you put it, sort of the wrong path, or they're not finding a job, or they're not finding the sort of path that they need, how would they then be rehabilitated if they're, if the sanctions are imposed and their benefit is reduced and they suddenly don't have, you know, even that income?
So, in one sense, a job coach is a rehabilitative pathway. It's for those who, as they currently are unable to get to where many of them want to get to. So it's rehabilitative in that respect. And let's be clear, our expectation is that this will be a small number. It is the deterrent, not the key advantage of the $1,000 for 12 months of successfully being in a job. And we think that by most means, most likely, the initial sanctions might well be around budgetary management, and that a reduction in benefits is likely to be for outliers rather than the norm. Because of course, we understand too that you don't actually advance your overall goal by deterrents that are too restrictive. And we're much more enthusiastic to be positively inclining towards how people can get towards that $1,000, get into a meaningful job. That's where we're going to be spending a lot of our energy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.